Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've got a sweat on.
I've got a dripping sweat on, mate.
To the point where I thought you'd come on this podcast crying.
You thought I was having a massive breakdown?
When you logged on, you genuinely looked like you'd been in tears.
I've just been sweating, mate.
Why have you been sweating so much? What have you been closing your rings?
Well, I actually have closed my exercise ring, yeah.
Very well done. I will be going later and I will close mine.
Yeah. I haven't actually done very well on the other two because I have been... I've just had a load of shitting work on. I hate bloody work. I wish I didn't have to work. I wish I could give it up.
Yeah, we've said
Do you
that
ever
a
have
lot,
that?
Haven't we?
Yeah.
Do you know what, right? I do. And then I think, actually, I wouldn't want to have nothing to do all the time.
No, but you'd fill it with other shit that you wanted to do.
Like what?
Well, for you, you'd be down the frigging gym 3 times a day.
Well, yeah, but I could do this. I just feel like... There is something about having a routine and something to do, isn't there?
No, right. I am okay.
Well, you're a lazy cow.
I'm okay with creating my own routine that doesn't involve work.
To be honest, though, you are nearly 50.
Exactly.
So you've worked for like 8 years longer than me.
Jeffin, I'm just bloody done with it, mate. I'm just done with it.
You're bloody done with it, mate.
And I just have had, well, you know, you just have like Mondays.
Why are you in a sweatshirt though?
It's well, because it was Jeffing freezing this morning and that's the other thing.
To be fair to you, it was. And I did the classic thing of I put a jumper over the top of a t-shirt so that I could take my t-shirt off if I got too hot, which alas I've done. And I'm now in a short sleeve.
Alas, I have done that. Whereas I am in a sweatshirt, which I don't have a t-shirt under.
Just get your baps out. Just get your baps out, mate. Just sit in your bra. Just whip that off.
Yeah.
It's only like a bikini.
Exactly.
And give actually, the people of YouTube and Instagram what they want, which is you whapping your baps out.
And actually, I mean, we could do naked records because, I mean, your camera's actually slightly lower than mine,
yes,
so you might see a little bit of areola.
Areola? You think my breasts are right up by my neck?
Actually, your breasts are looking bigger.
Mate, it's because my stomach's not as big, isn't it?
It's because you've lost two of your stomachs.
I don't think I've lost two yet.
One.
I've probably lost one and a half.
One out of three.
I've got about five more to go. I'm like a cow. I've got like seven stomachs.
You might lose your gunt / apron. Perhaps.
Oh, for sure I will. Definitely. It's already starting to go.
Do you think you're going to have a skin issue?
Yeah.
Shit.
I have started taking collagen because that really helps. Powder collagen really helps with skin elasticity. So I have started taking collagen. But yeah, look, there's a part of me that's like, oh, I'd quite like to get baggy skin because that means I've done an amazing thing. Obviously, I don't want, you know, I then have to think about having an operation, but God.
You don't want the aesthetics.
But if you get to the point where you've got baggy skin, you have lost a shit ton of weight, man. You've done it. You've become, I tell you what, I put up an Instagram anonymous box last night and I got some real shit in there.
I did see that, yes.
Yeah. What is wrong with people?
Thing is, Pats, you're always going to get this.
But hang on, somebody said, can't you lose weight quietly? Do you need a pat on the back? No, mate, I need a pat on the back. Do you know how fucking hard this is? Somebody pat me on the back immediately.
I mean, I think the thing is, you are a person that needs a lot of patting, hence your name is Patty.
Oh, fucking hell. Talk about and loving team haters. Oh my God. Anybody else that was getting this shit that was on this podcast, you'd be like, oh God, that's, Oh no, no, that's not on. Oh, that they shouldn't have said that to you. Me? Well, the thing is though, Pats, you do need a lot of patting. This means Mel Wiggins is going to send in a voice note with about 40 billion stories. If you don't know what we're all about, go back to one of the old episodes. One of my best friends constantly sends in voice notes to Ange saying, I can't wait to see Ruth in a hat. Well, the thing is with Ruth, she just gets really into stuff. She's going to send in about eight voice notes saying, well, there was one time in 1998 when Ruth really came in and needed a massive pat on the back.
But you do. I think that's just your nature. I think you do need a lot of...
Do you know what your nature is? What your nature is?
Bloody great, mate.
Bitch face. Somebody did message me on Instagram saying, do you think these nasty anonymous ones are Ange? And I was like, absolutely not.
I mean, I wouldn't have to do it anonymously.
No, you just do it to my face.
Exactly. I just tell
right
you.
Now to my face.
No, but not in a bad... I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean that's just your...
Joking.
Your nature is that you do need a lot of...
I do, yeah.
Reassurance
and... Yeah, for sure.
Validation.
Is everything okay?
That's,
and
yes,
have I done a good job? Yeah, for sure, yeah.
That's just your nature. And I think that's why people who don't know you,
AKA.
People in the social media realms, you know, they don't. So when they see your post on this, they're just be like, oh, bloody hell, she just needs a pat on the back all the time.
Oh,
whereas
God.
I mean,
all the time. Right. Hang on. Let's just do another couple of seconds on here. No, wait. I have been doing this since April. Now, yes, I've put stories up. That's really been for motivation of other people. Now, I started putting stories up and I did get an influx of messages of people saying, you're really helping me move my body more.
Totally,
that's why I came back. Right. I haven't put up a before and after picture. I've been doing this for 7 months. And this is the first point I've gone, whoa.
I know. I'm not underestimating what you did.
You're underestimating.
But I can see why some people might find that an overload.
Wow. I see what you're
which is not like I loved what you put on like an actual post and showing I loved that. I commented on it because I was like, this is amazing. Exactly. So it's not because I think you shouldn't
Listen,
have done
your
it.
Listen, team hater is fine. You can figure it out. It came from you. Your team hater.
I am the anonymous messenger.
Well, can you stop? Because there were loads last night of people like giving me shade. So can you stop?
Okay, I won't send any more. I'll just say it to your face from now on.
Perfect. Talking of needing a pat on the back, we're going to pat ourselves on the back now, both of us.
Let's bloody go for it, Pats.
Because I don't know about you, Ange, but I have had so many messages from people. I tried to screenshot a few and then other messages came in, but just loads of messages from people saying, I'm so happy you're back. You went away for too long. Don't go away for that long again.
I know. It's been lovely. And we even had people messaging while we were on the hiatus.
Oh yeah.
People going, when are you back? Like, you've been away a long time now. I can't speak. What is wrong with me?
It's because you've got sweat on. It's that sweatshirt. Get your wap your baps out.
Wap your baps out. But yeah, it's just so lovely that, because you do kind of just think, oh, actually, if we disappear for a couple of months, no one's going to Jeffin notice.
No
one's going to Jeffin care.
No one's going to give a shit.
But actually, lots of people did. And loads of people just said how lovely it was that we were back. And the fact that they can actually watch us on the YouTube.
Yeah, so let's talk about this.
Yes.
If you don't know, now I put the wrong link up on my stories this past week.
I think I put the right one up.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, because Trix isn't the new one, yeah.
But just to let you all know, this is now, you can watch a full uncut video recorded version on the YouTube.
The YouTube.
So don't stop listening. Don't stop listening on your podcast because we don't want those to go down. Don't just go to YouTube. Although, you know, if we became YouTube stars.
Sensations. YouTube sensations. Yeah.
But if you want to watch this fully uncut, very loose, or as Ange said in our finding the funny group chat that we've got on Instagram, I think it's better to go for loser episodes. And I was like, lose. And then I thought, Ange never gets shit like that.
No,
maybe
I
that
was
is
actually
how you spell lose.
Loser.
Maybe she's, maybe she, so I Googled it. I put in what she'd had and it came up, loser, a person of, you know, a person of not high ranking.
A shit person.
And I was like, she's got that wrong. I'm jumping
on
this.
I know. You jumped on it, mate. And I was actually quite, I was disgusted with myself, to be honest. Yeah,
because I thought, we never get this opportunity.
No. I mean, I correct you a lot.
Exactly. You correct everyone a lot. Anyone slips up on anything, says the wrong thing, doesn't quite get it right, spells the word wrong.
Straight on it, mate.
And I was like, oh my God, she's put, we're having a loser episode. I then did say, I think that's quite a good idea. Can we find the biggest national loser?
Biggest loser. I mean, it could be you, Pats.
There was a TV show, wasn't there, called The Biggest Loser?
There was.
Mate, let's recreate it on the pod.
You could be the biggest loser.
The biggest loser.
With your saggy
imagine
skin.
Imagine if I lost like 12 stone.
Be able to see
big
you,
summer
mate.
Blowout.
That is a big summer blowout.
Big summer blowout.
Yeah.
Well, I'll find out in a... Oh, wait! What I've lost since I've been
will
on
you?
Ozempic. Yeah.
And will you share that information?
Yeah, I'll share. I'll share.
I mean, of course
I don't
want
to.
I need another pat on the back for that.
Look at me having a go at you for saying I need a pat on the back. Will you share? Of course I'll fucking share. I want everyone to be like, oh my God, that's amazing. That's so amazing.
Oh my God, yeah, you're amazing. Well done, Patty. You're amazing. Keep going. Be strong. You're strong. We love you. You're amazing. Keep going. Let me pat you on the back.
Oh, that is hilarious. Yeah, so yeah, I will. I mean, if I've only lost like 3 pounds, I'm not going to. It's like you've been on these weight loss drugs for 2 months now. You've been hitting the gym hard. You've been in a
what
massive
do you,
calorie deficit.
Do you have like, do you have a figure in your mind of
three
what
stone.
You, what that's what you want, doctor,
to
whatever
have lost
her
in
face
the last
is.
2 months. Yeah.
Okay, so that's your.
If
that's
I've
what
done
you're
three
hoping
stone,
for.
If I've done 3 stone in 2 months, which I actually think I could have.
Well, especially like, I mean, any diet when you first start it, and obviously this is, you know, not so much a diet, but a lifestyle change. You know, you always tend to lose a lot at the start anyway, don't you? And obviously with the added aid of the Ozempics.
Ozempic.
Yeah, that is going to have a massive impact on that as well, isn't it?
Well, I hope so. I mean, look, it's interesting, you know, because I had quite a lot of people message me on the anonymous box that I put up last night and say things like, but how, you know, it was really interesting just to go off on a tiny little bit of a tangent. So I had quite a few messages from people saying, but the thing that I find really strange about, like, I haven't gone on Ozempic yet and I'm really thinking about it. And the thing is, I often eat when I'm not hungry because obviously Ozempic does suppress your appetite. That
yes.
is one of the biggest things that it does.
Of course,
and it
yeah.
keeps you fuller for longer. But I had lots of very honest people message me on my anonymous box saying, but I will often eat when I'm not hungry. Like, I don't understand how it's just suppressing my appetite. I think when you've got a real problem with obesity,
yeah.
actually
yeah.
hunger isn't your issue. But mm-hmm. that is the thing about this drug. It has turned the noise off around food.
Mm.
So I just don't think about food
about it. Yeah.
the way
in
that
the
I
same way.
To. Yeah, yeah, I just... And so... I don't eat now when I'm not hungry because I don't mm-hmm. think the only time I think about food is when I go, oh, I think I'm starting to get a bit hungry. I'm going to
yeah.
have something to eat. Whereas
yeah.
before it was like,
it would
what
have
am
just
I
been
eat next?
Habit.
Yeah. When am I yeah. going to have this? I've got to eat. It's lunchtime. I haven't had a snack today. I'm going to have a chocolate bar. Mm. Oh, when I get home, I'm going to have a McDonald's. Like just this subconscious noise around food the whole time.
Mm.
And that has gone.
Mm.
Interestingly, I suppose the biggest question is what happens when you come off it?
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't
because
it?
Because does that food noise come back?
Come back, yeah.
That
and I suppose
the
that is
question.
The thing that, you know, you will only really know for sure when you stop taking it, isn't it?
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
But yeah. Well, let's wait and see what your big loss is, mate. You can, whether you are
see.
Actually the biggest loser.
Well, I'll be the biggest loser out of us two, wouldn't I?
Exactly.
In more ways than one.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now then, we should just also touch on, because there were so many people that messaged last week about that Facebook group message and the sticks.
Oh, yeah.
There were loads of people that were just saying they get similar. I mean, obviously, that was like top tier Facebook group chat.
Although I think we have to say that Snedders did shit herself, because she was like, what if our friends listen to the podcast? She was like, how many listeners do you get in Scotland? We were like, I think it's just one actually, Snedders. Yeah. Oh, fine.
I don't need to worry, mate. I think you're
safe. Don't worry about
that, mate. Yeah. No one's going to find out. But we had another great message in from one of our pals and someone who has actually listened to our podcast from day one.
I know. Isn't she just brilliant?
Shout out Carol Grant.
Because she's known us since we were wee nippers.
Wee nippers.
Wee nippers.
And she's always so supportive.
Lovely.
Whenever we see her, she's like, oh my gosh, I've got to talk to you about that episode.
Yeah.
I was wetting my pants on the M40. Yeah. You know, she comes up with all of those things that have occurred to her. Anyway, she sent us, off the back of the Facebook chat.
Yeah.
So she sent through a message, and she sent, this is the message came with it. This may be more relevant for bonfire night, but I was listening to you talking about Facebook community pages, and it made me think of this post, which has made me giggle every year from the first time I read it. This is the post. So this is all to do around bonfire night, firework night.
Yeah.
This is the message that went on one of the community groups.
Community.
My poor pussy can't take any more of this relentless banging. Now, she went on to say, it is obviously someone having a laugh at the locals' ridiculous posts on these pages, but could be something your listeners would appreciate. Much love, and thank God you are back. And when I read that, my poor pussy can't take any more of this relentless banging. It's just so brilliant. And that I mean, those pages are gold for that shit, aren't they?
Absolute gold. I just had a couple of messages from people saying, like, listen to the pod this week. Are people actually that stupid that they think it's burglars? Like, so many people were just like, what?
I know.
They actually have convinced themselves this is a
have
threat.
You got a brain?
A threat.
A threat.
A threat. We are being threatened via
sticks.
Threatened. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a cracking message. And just, Carol Grant, we bloody love you. So thanks very much for sending that in.
Now, you've got a tits for us.
I've got a tits. I got a tits.
You got a
tits. I've actually got
a
tits. I mean, I've got a...
Get them out.
Get the baps out. I've actually got such a list of tits on my phone now.
Have you?
A list of actual...
C-cup,
D-cup, pert, saggy.
Yeah. Big areolas, small areolas.
Yes. All lots of a range of tits are on my phone now, which is great. So I've been looking, I'm like, oh, I don't know which one to do. But I'm gonna go for this one. It's a fairly recent one.
Okay.
That has really kind of been bothering me of recent time. And the thing that's getting in my tits is the overuse.
A little massive hiccup. That was a really big hiccup.
It was. You actually fully went back. You were thrown back. I actually do really like hiccups, though.
Me too.
I love a hiccup.
Me too, but not if they go on for too long. There is a cutoff point where you're like, this is annoying now. But the start of hiccups coming on, oh my God, I love them.
Yeah. I love talking and then hoping for a hiccup mid-word. And when people go, do you want me to try and stop for you? No, I like it actually,
not,
Susan.
Not quite at that point yet.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. okay, so the thing that is getting on my tits is the overuse of the word wild to describe shit.
Oh, I use that a lot.
Yeah. You and the rest of the fucking world. What happens that some people start saying, and the thing is, you're describing something wild, like you had a strawberry for your pudding. It was wild.
I'm not listening. I've literally zoned out. I'm here, but I'm not here, because all I can hear is you, for the second time on this podcast, taking the piss out of me. I love the word wild.
No! Where has it started? Who started using wild?
Well, I don't think it is overused. I think I just use it quite a lot.
No. Oh. I've noticed you use it every bloody fucker on some sort of social media, mainly Instagram, is wilding about shit that's not wild.
Wilding.
I'd understand it if you were saying, oh, I've just been on this safari and it was wild. Yeah, great. Because you're in the wild. You're seeing lions and tigers
you
and
actually
elephants.
You just said lions.
You're seeing lions.
You're seeing Liza Minnelli in the wild.
It's just being used too much. Everything's wild. Oh, I went for a coffee later. It was wild.
I'd never say I went for a coffee and it was wild. I'd never say that.
Well.
I'd always use it in the context of like, oh my God, I've done that and that is wild. Like, this is wild for me. Like,
no, it's become a trend. It's become a new thing that everyone says, and everyone jumps on a fucking wild bandwagon.
I am taking this to a poll Thursday morning on the gram. I'm putting up a poll. Is wild overused too much?
Yes, and let's see whether you're in Angie's camp or you're in Patty's camp. Please be in Angie's camp.
I think a lot of people will be in Angie's camp. I get a lot of shit on this on this podcast. Everyone always agrees with you. Everyone's always like, yeah, ripped jeans, they're shit, I'm Team Angie. Yeah, overuse of the word wilds, I'm Team Angie. I'm in my such and such era, that's bullshit, I'm Team Angie.
Well, there we go. Let's just see. Some people might like the wild thing. I don't. It's getting on my tits, and I think people need to cut the use of it, or at least only use it if you're going on safari.
Airport drop-off parking. What the actual fuck? All people want to be able to do is nip in, get the loved ones out of the car, give them a kiss, have a good holiday, then off they go. What? 5-10 minutes at the most? But no. Somebody has decided that, oh, we need more money. We need more money. So therefore, we'll barrier it all off. We'll put yellow lines everywhere so you can't drop them at the start of the airport by the opening or anything like that, because the CCTV camera's up now, double yellow lines. And if you get caught, you get, you know, hung out to dry, you know, with everybody laughing at you because you've parked there. You've dared to think you could stop there. So you have to go to the actual barriers, go under it, drop through. Got anything bigger than a Nissan Micra? You can't get under the barrier and you have to go through to the bigger one where the buses go. And, you know, that's not acceptable. You drive in 3.5 seconds, kick them out of the car and get out of there because it costs you £1 million. You can't stay any more than the 3.5 seconds because it goes up to £2 million. It's absolutely bloody ridiculous. These money-grabbing bloody, I don't know, definitely needs to get in shit in tits. And to top it all off, you then forget to say have a good holiday because you're so worried about getting being charged £1 million for dropping them off. You just basically kick them out and piss off. The poor buggers are just left spinning.
The poor buggers are just left spinning.
Because that. You have to do it all in 3.5 seconds. You just okay. kick them out of the car. Tell them to piss off.
She is so right.
Oh, my God. What has happened to drop off parking at the airport?
Well, it is charging a fortune.
It is a joke. Luton Airport, I am talking directly to you now. It is £10 to go through the drop off. £10, or you get a £50 fine. A tenner.
That's more than Heathrow is a fiver.
Yeah. Luton is a tenner.
Robin bastards.
When I played those voice notes, I was like, that is true.
That is so true.
It is cost, and you know, you have to 3.5 seconds and you have to pay £1 million and you've got to do it in 3.5 seconds because if you stay another 3.5 seconds, it's £2 million. It's like Heathrow is like a fiver and then it goes up by like £1.50 for every extra minute you're in.
Yeah. And if you don't pay it, because I've been hung out to dry and then I had to pay £20 because I didn't pay the fiver.
That is wild.
And actually, that does apply now. Which is wild now.
Oh, I see. It's not Safari, but because it's you getting a parking fine, that is wild.
That is wild. That is absolutely wild.
When I listened to those voice notes from Lucy, I was like, that is dickish. That is tits. That is exactly the kind of rant we want on this podcast.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And actually, it's really lovely when we get voice notes that we can actually chuck in. So if you have got anything that is really getting on your tits you feel you've got to let this out somewhere.
Yeah.
This is a safe space.
Mate.
This is safe.
Do what Lucy did. Slide into
chuck
our
DMs. Chuck us a message.
Give us 3 classically funny voice notes back to back. I've got an urban for you.
Okay, Pats, hit me.
Soulless patch. So soulless is all one word. Patch.
Soulless patch. Is it sort of anything to do with like your garden or your if you're growing, I don't know, food and shit?
No, it is sort of to do with growth.
Right. Is it to do with like something to do with like your bodily hair or something?
Right, you're close.
Okay, yeah.
A soulless patch is the clean shaven area just under the lip. It's often surrounded by a goatee or found below a cookie duster. I assume that's like a moustache in American terms.
America, yeah.
Shave off that soul patch, bro. The soulless patch is the way to go. That tiny little bit that boys, men just shave off under their lip.
Why
just
do they
here.
Do that?
It's dickish. But lots of people do have a soulless patch.
But also, some men just keep that bit and shave the rest.
What is that about?
I mean, you've got a soulless
chin.
Garden.
How do you feel about... I'm going to say this because I know that he doesn't listen, although he might do.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Chris Kamara's moustache?
I mean,
it's not really
listen,
a moustache,
actually.
Is it? He does listen.
He does listen, yeah. Chris
It's like it's drawn on with a pencil, isn't it?
That's the thing, isn't it? Why do some men choose to just have a slither above their top lip or just the little patch below the bottom lip?
Yeah. But what do you... I mean, I think goatees are dickish.
Goatees. I don't mind a goatee.
Just like... Hasn't Joel got a goatee?
Yeah, hence I'm saying I don't mind a goatee.
I don't. I.
But that's because he gets patches everywhere else. He can't. I don't think his puebes have fully come through. Obviously, they have down below.
I can't believe we're having this conversation about my about your 21-year-old son and my 21-year-old nephew. Let's move on. I don't know what you mean, Andrea. I don't know what you mean. I don't know why we're talking about Joel's pubes. I don't know what you mean.
I just feel like some men can't really fully grow a big beard, so they then have to reduce it.
But
which is why then you get
those men that do have a beard. I love beards.
Do you? No.
Yeah.
Not great, big, massive ones.
No. Like, Marty's got a great beard. It's brilliant. He keeps on top of it. He keeps it in check. He looks so much better. he looks so much better with a beard than without, for
sure.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
I think a lot of men, you take a beard off and they just instantly become
unattractive.
Pigs. Yeah. Yeah. You literally go, mate, you've made a massive mistake there.
You've made an error there, pal.
Yeah, you need to get that back on quick.
I actually think men that can be clean shaven is quite hard. That's a hard
I agree. I agree with you, Pat.
If you're going, you're quite fit and you're completely clean shaven, that is a hard look to pull off these days.
Would you, if you were a bloke, would you have I think you'd have quite a big beard.
I wouldn't have a big beard. I'd have a beard.
I think you'd have a big beard.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Why do you? Yeah, but you get sort of hairy chins now.
Fuck you!
Do you know what? I found a hair on my chin.
Gutted. Gutted. Honestly. Flip the fees. Welcome to having to tweezer that.
You know my mate, Sula?
Yeah. Big cutty.
She does the old, have a couple of those.
On the side.
Have a couple of those.
V's on the side.
V's on the side.
You'd have to go and watch the YouTube video now to show
if you want to see the V's on the side.
See what you do. V's on the side. Yeah, so I just thought that was quite funny. The soulless patch. Just that little bit of soft
under
skin,
your lip.
Under the lip. Completely clean shaven. Massive beard everywhere else.
Maybe it just doesn't grow there.
No, because that guy was saying, dude, don't have a soul patch. Soul patch is the way to go. But also, that would be quite hard to shave, wouldn't it? To just keep that bit, tidy.
Trimmed, yeah.
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 Anyway.
Well, there we go, gang. We've covered a lot there.
We have. That's the end of another episode.
Bosh, in the bag. There you go. Enjoy.
Now, there's loads of ways that you can get in touch with us. Remember, we've already said that you can send us a voice note if you wish to.
Yes.
But the ways you can get in touch with us is you can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.